Hey, hockey heads, get ready for the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Each game day, answer four questions. Pick the winning team, guess if points will be over or under, predict the first goal, and choose the highest scoring period. Daily winners snag gift cards, while each round's champs pocket cold, hard cash. Play now at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess. It's fast, it's fun, and it's all about hockey. Let's go!
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome in to Daily Faceoff Live, your go-to source for everything hockey, live every weekday at noon Eastern.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in to a Monday, March 27th edition of Daily Faceoff Live. We're streaming live on YouTube as well as Twitter and, of course, dailyfaceoff.com. Fresh off of a couple days off to rewind and recharge the batteries, I'm ready to go. Playoffs just around the corner. He's former NHL netminder, current Daily Faceoff analyst, Mike McKenna. Mike, what's up? How you doing?
Man, living pretty wild weekend, you know, finishing up spring break here with the kids in St. Louis, Missouri, and they're back at school. So that's a nice thing for me. It allows me to work a little bit, and it's good to see your face, man. Hope you had a good time off.
Yeah, as I saw someone post in a meme, Sunday is technically the Friday for parents who have kids in school. So there you go. Yeah, so let's throw minutes to 2 minutes and 30 seconds up on the clock, and let's dive in with what was a pretty wild weekend for Austin Matthews, because guess what? Newsflash to the Tampa Bay Lightning and the rest of the Eastern Conference. He's back. And I got to say, Mike, when you look at the 15 shots on goal that Austin Matthews put up on Saturday night, the four goals that he scored in the last three games and the 6 points that he has in the last three games, his 15 shots on goal on Saturday were the second most in the NHL's salary cap era. It finally feels like, to me, watching him, just eye test, not necessarily production, that Austin Matthews is back to being the elite, dangerous threat that he'd been missing for most of the season.
Yeah, there's a couple reasons for that, Frank. I mean, this wasn't but maybe a month or so ago we were talking about, where is he? Where's the scoring? Well, did find out that he had a hand injury that had been bothering him for a lot of the season, and now he does feel like he's pretty healthy. And I think you can kind of see it in how he plays. His shooting is back to what you'd expect, right? He's beating goalies clean from a distance, but he's also driving the net really hard. And that shows, to me, a confidence not just in his game, but in his body. You know, he's scoring goals from in tight. He's getting pucks on his blade and doing the things that he wants to. And I think for me, I mean, he's got 8 goals in his last 10 games. It's just what you expect from Austin Matthews. You know, his pace is down this year, but I think you can factor that into the injury. I think you can factor that also into him rounding out his game and getting better defensively. So kind of all that together. But the bottom line, Frank, Matthews is red hot. And here's the reason why. He's wearing throwback 652 tack skates. That's why, Frank. These things look sick as can be. I guarantee it's all confidence. Will you look at those wheels, Frank? I bet you even had a set of those when you were a kid.
I did have a set of those, and my dad actually still rocks those, like the old school tacks. So pretty awesome. His have the air pump on them, believe it or not. I don't know if you remember the pump on the side of the skate. You could you pump a little extra air in there.
Yeah, that was from it was a collab with Reebok, I think, before Reebok was even in the game. Some of them had that little canister. It was like a CO2 cartridge. Remember those? Man,
yeah,
those were great skates. The Mike Modano specials.
Pretty awesome. Yeah, so you're a gear nerd, and perhaps one reason why. But I would say, too, the confidence and the swagger that is there for me, that's the biggest difference is, when you saw him walk into the rink last year, every time he hopped over the boards, you're like, this guy is an assassin. He is going to score. He does it without thinking. He does it without pressure. He just continued to do it time after time, night after night. And we had gone so many games this year, really kind of 60 games, the bulk of the season, without seeing that same type of threat. And now if you look over these last 14 games, Mike, 10 goals scored for Austin Matthews. Certainly looks like he is back. And that's bad news for the Lightning, who seem ripe for the picking this year, even though they say that they'll be ready to flip the switch when it comes to Stanley Cup playoff time. But if you're the Leafs and you're looking for a way to finally get over the hump and into the second round, Matthews being red hot at the right time would be key. Let's talk about the New Jersey Devils and their opportunity that they have in front of them. They officially clinched their spot in the Stanley Cup playoffs over the weekend. That brings the total in the Eastern Conference to 3, the Hurricanes, the New Jersey Devils, as well as the Boston Bruins, who, oh, not a big deal, have just won 7 straight. But when you look at the Devils and the job that they've done trying to chase down the Carolina Hurricanes, the strides that their young players have taken this year, the way this team looks now with Timo Meier part of their lineup, what do you view in terms of the ceiling for the Devils and their playoff chances? Like, what is a realistic expectation to set for this Devils team as they enter the Stanley Cup playoffs in a couple weeks' time?
Well, to be brutally honest, I don't see them as being a true clear-cut favorite for the Stanley Cup, Frank. Okay, like, I think, could they make it to a Stanley Cup final? Maybe. Eastern Conference final, to me, that's really realistic. You know, like, the Devils are possession monsters. They have plenty of skill, like you said, the young talent, and I think that Fitzgerald's done a really good job of making sure they surround it with quality players there, right? You bring in Timo Meier, you've got a lot of playoff experience with Andre Palat, who's starting to catch his stride a bit. Even Dougie Hamilton has a lot of playoff experience. But there's two things that make me a little nervous. Like, I think the Devils are still one injury away on defense from making me real nervous. And you know how playoffs are. It's rugged. It's hard hockey. And honestly, I'm not sure what's going to happen in net. You know, Vitek Vanacek is really never been able to lock down a starting job, even towards playoffs. I thought Akira Schmitz played the best hockey and goal for them, and he's back in the American League with Blackwood back. So, Frank, I have questions in terms of the defense, the goaltending, but as good as they are offensively, as much as they possess the puck, you can't count them out, and I think they could easily make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. Winning a Stanley Cup this year seems a little bit premature. I'm not sure if you agree with that or not, but I think that's kind of where they're at.
Yeah, I personally, I think it's way premature to even kind of be thinking Stanley Cup or talking Stanley Cup with this New Jersey Devils team. I think right now, as assembled, I think they're the third best team in their own division. I've got still, I understand the injuries. I know you think that they're a pretender. I've got the Canes number one, and then I've got the New York Rangers number two, and I would put the Devils 3, even though they're likely to have home ice advantage against the Rangers in what would be an amazing reboot of the Hudson River rivalry, something that we could certainly all get behind in the first round. I don't know that even if they have home ice, they're going to be entering as the favorite in either one of those series if they were to play the Canes or the Rangers. What say you?
Yeah, well, I kind of agree. I mean, here's the thing. The Devils actually don't generate as many goals as they really should, right? They're a little bit below that. And you look at the Rangers are big time plus in goals for above expected. Like, they have game changers. Not that the Devils don't, but at times they've kind of struggled to score a little bit recently. So we'll see, man. I would have the Rangers above them as well, but not Carolina. I'd take the Devils over Carolina.
Yeah, the Devils 2nd in the Eastern Conference in goals for this season, only back of the Boston Bruins. And so let's talk about the playoff chase, because it's a really interesting tale of two conferences. You know, you have both both teams in the final wild card spots in Pittsburgh and in the Winnipeg Jets sort of limping into the playoffs. But what is the bigger story from the weekend? Is it the fact that the Florida Panthers have lost 3 straight at the most inopportune time of the year and have sort of scuttled their own playoff chances? Or is it that the Los Angeles Kings have been so incredibly hot in the West, winners of 3 straight, and have been on an absolute tear really since they made the trades for Vladislav Gavrikov and Jonas Korpisalo?
For me, it's the Kings. Like, I'm not even concerned about a team that might make the playoffs in the Panthers. It's a team that could win the Stanley Cup. And I think that's LA. The last month, they haven't had a regulation loss in the last month. 12-game point streak. They've been amazing at home with points in 13 straight. And watching them last night against St. Louis, especially how good their power play is, they scored three power play goals in three different ways last night, like in the first period. They had four goals in the first period. That was the fourth time during a seventh-game homestand that they did that. They scored four goals in period five. And I think they're diverse in their lineup and their scoring. They've got 520 goal scorers. Gavrikov's fit like a glove. And look at the moves Blake made previously, bringing in quality players like Arvidsson. He was great last night. Fiala, he's been a point-a-game player. And they shored up goaltending with Korpisalo. I think LA, man, they're going to challenge Vegas right down to the wire to win the Pacific. And I think they're a threat because now at all three positions, forward, defense, and goaltending with the addition of Korpisalo, who I think has been really strong, LA could come out of the West easily. I think they're a legit contender at this point, Frank.
Interesting. I mean, I'm a believer in the Kings, and I have been all season long. If you go back to my preseason predictions, I actually picked them to win the Pacific, and everyone was all over the Oilers, all over the Flames. Not that many people talking about Vegas, and no one was talking about the Kings. And I was like, this team is only going to continue to get stronger. But for me, for right now, in this exact moment in time, I think the bigger story over the last week has been the Florida Panthers, and they had a real opportunity that they've blown here. That's what it feels like when you lose to the Flyers, the Leafs, the Rangers. Look, there's no shame in losing to the Leafs and the Rangers, two bona fide, you know, playoff teams and probably even Stanley Cup contenders. But when you give up six and four goals in that span, lose all three games, and you've got the Pittsburgh Penguins, who have four wins in their last 10, that's the team above you. It just, for this Panthers team, with all the talent that they have, with as wrong as this season has gone, with the injuries that they've dealt with, they had a real opportunity to punch their own ticket to the playoffs, and this is how they've sort of fumbled that chance over the last week. Still some hope. They're not far back in terms of points percentage, but, you know, another two, three games here, a three-game winning streak by the Pens, and it might just put a team like the Florida Panthers out of their misery. Quick question for you, because you mentioned the Los Angeles Kings. One-word answer, who is your starting goalie on game one to open in the playoffs?
Korpisalo.
Korpisalo, Copley, you look at his record, though. I know his stats aren't very good in terms of save percentage, .899, but 23-4-2. The guy just doesn't lose. Isn't that the guy that you want to net for the playoffs?
That's also eye test. That game last night was a little tough. I like Korpisalo's structure, but he does win with Copley. So great question to ask, Frank.
All right, let's talk about the Premier Hockey Federation. And Mike, I have some breaking news for you. A team from Toronto, they didn't just get out of the first round. They also actually won the whole damn thing in the Toronto Six, winning the Isabel Cup on Sunday night at Mullet Arena in Tempe, Arizona. This is the OT winner from Teresa Vanasova. What a goal. Just puts it at top shelf, creates the turnover herself. A thrilling game. The Toronto Six come from behind to upend the Minnesota Whitecaps. And you see the pile there, the celebration. Toronto Six 2023 Isabel Cup champions. It's their first championship in franchise history. Mike, not sure if you got a chance to watch the game or take it in. What did you make of not just the game, but also the environment at Mullet Arena?
Well, it was great to see so many people excited about women's hockey in the first place. And I did get to watch most of it. I watched all of about the second half and then overtime of the game. And Matt, like the 4 minutes of OT, 3-on-3, by the way, to win a cup was wild, right?
It is crazy,
up and
right?
down the ice, back and forth. Yeah, man. And Amanda Levier was just fantastic in goal for Minnesota. Kept her team in it as long as she could. Toronto did pound them pretty hard in shots. But I just thought that this was great hockey. It finished with emotion. And I think it's a sign of good things to come. Like, this was a pretty big stage to also be featured television as well, Frank. So for it to go into the game and go to 2-2, go to 3-3, and then I have to head to overtime to win the trophy was just, it was perfect, man. So it was a great finish. And man, I hope this league really catches and keeps going, because six teams, man, that's not enough. We need some more. I want to see it.
Yeah, and look, guess what? This Premier Hockey Federation, they're going to be challenged next year by the PWHPA and whatever the name is of the new league that they undertake and have going. But they've got a lot of catching up to do, because the Premier Hockey Federation has done a great job of putting legitimate stakes in the ground. They have solid leadership in place with Reagan Carey, and their salaries have exploded. They've increased in a big way in terms of the participation from sponsors. And so these women are now earning real paychecks and have something real to play for, with stability that this league previously, as the NWHL, certainly did not have. And so I'm excited to see where they go next. And maybe there's something to the idea, Mike, of I like the kind of single elimination. I know there are a lot fewer teams in the PHF, but single elimination, just it's a totally different, you know, type of stakes when you get to certainly an Isabel Cup final.
Yeah, it ramps it up. I mean, it's just like youth hockey, college hockey. Every game matters that much. I think it makes for a great environment, especially if you're trying to have a big blowout at the end of the year where all the teams come in and play for something. It makes it way more exciting, if you ask me.
Yeah, pretty awesome to do it in Tempe, Arizona. You saw the one side of Mullet Arena completely full as well. The PHF, congratulations to the Toronto Six on their first championship in franchise history. You mentioned the NCAA tournament on the men's side. Let's get into some of that with the next wave with our guy, Stephen Ellis.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That's right. Pleased to be joined once again by our guy, Stephen Ellis, our prospects analyst. And on this week's edition of The Next Wave, there's so much to get into, Stephen, with some of the top draft picks leaving the college ranks and joining their teams. The New Jersey Devils, for instance, were so close to getting Luke Hughes. They went to overtime in their game with Penn State on Sunday evening. Instead, Michigan will be playing for the Frozen Four title and an NCAA championship in just about 10 days, 2 weeks' time. But wanted to ask you about Matt Coronato from the Calgary Flames, their 2021 first-round pick. He signed with the Flames out of Harvard on Sunday evening. What kind of player do you think Coronato is, and what do you like his chances of being an impact player for the Flames? He's on his way to Calgary today to join the team and is expected to play Daryl Sutter willing games in the Flames lineup as they try and chase down that final playoff spot.
Well, yeah, it's fitting you mentioned Daryl Sutter, because obviously when it comes to young players, sometimes it's hit or miss if they actually get the opportunities with the Flames. But he's very, very skilled player. He brings a fantastic shot. He's a great playmaker. I think he's kind of equally talented in both. And, you know, he might have been the highest scoring player on that Harvard team, but he was just kind of the jack of all trades, good defensively. He's someone where my projection is he's going to have a very good end to the year, because, you know, it's not uncommon to see these guys go from the NCAA season, you know, a tough end to the year. In this case, Harvard just had late loop. They just blew it in that final game that they played. He's going to go there. He wants to get revenge. He's got a good opportunity. No pressure on him at all. And he's playing for a Flames team that's looking to still get into that wild card spot. I think he's going to be a nice little player who can get into the middle six and do a lot. I think he's someone who, you know, if he's getting 45, 50 points in a couple of years, that's awesome. That's what you were looking for. And, you know, first round pick, you high expectations there. And I think just away from the score sheet, he's just reliable enough defensively and physically and everything like that, where you're going to really like him if you're a Flames fan.
Yeah, and let's not just go past Coronado here with those smock kids out at Harvard, you know, playing in the ECAC myself, saw a lot of them. And I got another name there, Sean Farrell, who was phenomenal for the club this season. He just turned pro, signing his entry-level contract with the Canadiens and had a monster season at Harvard. He's also done that previously in the USHL with the Chicago Steel. So what can Canadiens fans expect to, out of Sean Farrell when he makes his debut?
He's one of my favorite prospects in college hockey. And I know for Canadiens fans, it was kind of all Lane Hudson this year, but Sean Farrell, seeing how many points he put up this year, he was the top scorer on Harvard. And it just, even a bad game for him, he was still finding a way to be effective. He's very quick. He's very skilled. He can be a bit feisty at points. You know, you don't always see that from a 5'9" player, but I think that, you know, the Canadiens have always been a team that's willing to give smaller guys opportunities. Cole Caulfield, you know, they obviously have lucked out with him big time, but I think Farrell's going to go out there, be another middle six player, kind of like Coronado in Calgary, and he'll be cheap, obviously, being on his entry-level contract. He's a great playmaker, a fantastic shooter. He's got a great release, and again, he's someone who just, he's got so much energy. He backchecks really well. So while I'm not totally sure of how high his ceiling really is, I think he's another guy that, you know, if he's getting 50 points a year, that's a huge bonus for him, considering they drafted him in the fourth round in 2020, which was a hard year to draft, obviously, because you missed out on all those playoff runs for all those teams due to COVID. But seeing what he was able to do with the Chicago Steel the next year and what the type of college player he's become, there's very few prospects, I'd say, outside of a first-round player that have really developed like he has the last couple of years.
Yeah, Lane Hudson will be playing on in the Frozen Four with the BU Terriers, and so certainly another player to look out for the Montreal Canadiens and their fans. Stephen, wanted to stick actually with Harvard and ask you about Alex Laferriere, not to be confused with Alexis Lafreniere, but he's also leaving Harvard in some news that I reported on Sunday evening. He's expected to sign his entry-level contract with the Los Angeles Kings, a third-round pick. He leaves Harvard after two seasons played. And the interesting thing about Laferriere, I'm told, Stephen, is that he's expected to play regular season games with the Kings over these next few weeks to get his feet wet. I believe he's going to start in the AHL with the Ontario Reign and then move up to the NHL and burn the first year of his contract, of course. What can we expect from Alex Laferriere?
Well, he was actually a prospect I really liked when he got drafted in 2020. He was drafted 83rd overall there. But I think part of the issue then was for his offensive output never really blew up and his skating wasn't great. And I think the skating was a big reason why he wasn't able to put up a lot of the points, where it felt like he was trailing too much. It just wasn't working out. But going to college, you know, he's been able to really work that through, and playing on that just that dominant Harvard line with, I think, made him better. He's a very smart player. I'd say he was kind of like, in terms of that team, he was like the nucleus of it half the time. He was the one that, whenever you were looking at who was making the best breakout play, who was making the smartest play out of trouble, it was him. So for, you know, to be taken 83rd overall and to become as impactful as he was in college hockey, that's a great pickup for the Kings. So I'm excited to see what he can do there.
Yeah, it's so interesting talking to scouts, Stephen, because some of them see Laferriere, for instance, as potentially being more ready for the NHL than someone like Coronado, and Laferriere had nine more points this season for Harvard, 1 year older as well, of course. Wanted to ask you, with that Frozen Four field being set, which players stood out to you from the regionals?
Well, it's hard to go against some of the big stars there. And the way Logan Cooley played, that was some of the best hockey I've seen him play. You know, Minnesota, they had a tough first game against Canisius, and I know like a 92 score might not seem like a tough game, but it was 2-1 at one point, and they were getting outplayed. And when Minnesota really needed to turn the Jets on, they got some great games out of him. And so really cool to see what Cooley could do. Obviously, you know, there's the impending threat of, is he going to go to the NHL? And I think he's ready. This is someone who Arizona got an absolute fantastic player out of him. And then there's Adam Fantilli on Michigan. Just they needed someone to step up big yesterday, and he did that. And, you know, Maksim Mushkovic was great in that overtime there. They won that. Great shot. But the way Adam Fantilli continuously finds ways to be dominant out there, to me, he's the best player in college hockey. A big reason why he's going second overall in the NHL draft this year. And it's because he's physical. He can be dominant. He skates so well, but then he's got an incredible shot. He pulled off a few end-to-end plays in this tournament, the regional tournaments. So when it comes to kind of the exciting players, those are the two I'm looking forward to. And then, of course, Lane Hudson. You can't go wrong with him. And going out there and breaking Brian Leetch's 30-year-old record for points by a U19 defenseman. That's no small feat whatsoever, because there's been guys like Quinn Hughes, Adam Fox, players like that come through. So Lane Hudson's another guy I'm going to be keeping a close eye on.
Yeah, no shortage of star power in the Frozen Four, Stephen, between Lane Hudson and BU, Minnesota with Matt Nyes and Logan Cooley, and of course Michigan. I mean, Michigan, where do you even start? Sam Mushkovich, you mentioned Luke Hughes, Fantilli, go through the list. That team's absolutely loaded. Quinnipiac, of course, plays a totally different game to round out that Frozen Four. Puck drops April 6th in Tampa, and we'll keep our eye on that, and I know you will as well as our prospect analyst. Stephen, thanks a lot for joining us today for this edition of The Next Wave.
Yeah, thanks so much, guys.
All right, Mike, time for our Daily Faceoff inbox question of the day. I see you guys lurking around in our YouTube chat there. If you've got a question, fire it in there for us. And until then, Mike, we're going to go with a little rank 'em. So give me your teams in order of the teams outside of the playoff picture. Who has the best chance to get in among the Florida Panthers, the Calgary Flames, and the Nashville Predators? Well, Mike, I think you're muted there.
Sorry. So I think the Panthers are still there. They have 3 points out behind Pittsburgh. They've had some extended cold streaks this year. The Pittsburgh Penguins have. So I think the Panthers still very much have a chance. And then I'd go Preds because they have some games in hand, and then Flames. I just don't see the Flames having a chance here. And the Preds are even a long shot, Frank.
Yeah, I would agree. But I'm going to say, believe it or not, I'm going to go Preds first. The Panthers had their opportunity. And the Preds have just sort of been plucky. Like I did the math today. They're 11-6-2 since the first trade that David Poile made during the trade deadline period to begin, speaking of plucky, plucking some pieces off of that roster. So they've had that plus a number of injuries, and yet they've found a way to maintain a competitive edge. And if you look at the standings just by points percentage, they're actually above the Calgary Flames. So they've got some games in hand. They're going to need to win a lot of them. But also at the same time, the Winnipeg Jets could just kind of put them out of their misery and haven't yet done so. So there's your updated look at the standings. The Canucks, too, they continue to win 3 straight wins. They are now 3 points away, Mike, from having a 0% chance at landing Connor Bedard in the draft lottery. So that would be an absolute disaster for the Canucks, who just continue to win playing under Rick Tocchet. A lot of players have gotten better. Let's get to Tyler Remchuk in our Daily Faceoff Daily Bet segment. Tyler, how you doing?
Good. Last week was exceptional. 8-2 on the week as a whole, up 7.5 units. So we'll look to keep that rolling through this week, courtesy of our friends at PointsBet Canada. I got 2 plays on what's a decent night in the NHL, starting with the Florida Panthers. Now, the Panthers have been trending in the absolute wrong direction as of late, and I just kind of like them in a bounce back spot. Sergei Bobrovsky's had a couple of games where he's been a little off, allowing 9 goals over his last 2 starts, but before that it was back-to-back games only allowing 2. The Panthers in general, I think they're going to be really hungry to keep their playoff chances alive tonight. And, you know, the money line is starting to move out of a range where I don't love it. So I'm going to take the puck line plus 150, take Florida to win by 2 against the Senators team that is 3-6-1 in their last 10. The bet I absolutely love tonight is my shot prop parlay. 2 defensemen whose lines are set at 1.5 for shots in this hockey game, and they've been crushing it as of late. Vince Dunn, over 1.5 at minus 180. He has not only hit this in 4 of 5, but he's actually been above 3 shots on goal in 4 of his last 5. And Juuso Välimäki helped me win a parlay on Friday, and I'm going right back to him tonight. He has also hit this mark in 4 of his last 5 games. Play those two together, plus 159 on the shot prop parlay, plus 150 on the Panthers on the money line. It's a juicy Monday night, courtesy of our friends at PointsBet Canada.
And a juicy last week for you. It must be because I wasn't here. So there you go. We'll see if you can keep it rolling tonight. Great job, Tyler, for our Points Bet Daily Bet segment. That brings us to garbage time with Mike McKenna. Mike, what's caught your eye? What's caught your attention from around the NHL?
Well, it's pretty rare to see an NHL player react to the player safety department in his own social media. Hey, Frank, check this out from Mike Hoffman.
So I've gotten a 2-game suspension for cross-checking a guy in the back of the helmet. A full-blown, intentional cross-check to the face. 1 game.
I love the...
Retelling, isn't it?
At the end.
Exactly.
Like it's so good, so well done. I wonder how many times he taped it, and if it was in one shot... Mike Hoffman, you can come be in media when your career is over. By the way, like that's not spilled barbecue sauce a la Bruce Boudreau on his face. That is a legit injury and cut. Probably some sutures in there as well from that cross check. So understand Mike Hoffman's anger and frustration. More to the point, Mike, I just love that he was willing to express himself publicly and say it. You know, if you're going to be critical, just come right out in the open and say it.
Yeah, I agree. It's funny, though, because these stick fouls to me, Frank, should be like 5 gamers minimum, right? Blake Lizotte got a 1-gamer the other night for the same thing, cross-check to the face. Look at the damage it does, right? Kuznetsov gets 1 game earlier this year for slashing another player in the face. The thing is, the NHLPA will come in and argue for the player in these to try to reduce any suspensions. So it's just a goofy setup because this happens and a player's mad, obviously. Like Hoffman has a right to be. But it always just kind of gets shoved under the rug, it feels like, at times. So I think it's cool that he came out and did this because I'd like to see more of it, man. It drives conversation. It's just a player being real, and we need more of that in hockey.
Yeah, certainly no complaints from my end about a player being real and certainly critical. Use the power of your own platform. Don't need a team media member to ask you a question. You don't need anyone else except for yourself. You got an Instagram, you got a Twitter account, fire it up, click the record button. You know you're doing it anyway with your friends and family. And teammates, might as well just get it out there publicly as well. Also, not to play both sides, understand it from the Department of Player Safety perspective. So many of these suspensions we see, Mike, are more or less formulaic. This is the precedent from the last, you know, number of similar situations, and here's generally where we're going. And it's, at least thankfully for them, been a pretty quiet year on the Department of Player Safety front.
Yeah, and the quick note on that, his suspension was in 2016, Mike Hoffman's. And that's a while ago. Maybe the standards changed within the Department of Player Safety, Frank. So that is something to take into context is recent cases.
Yeah, love the video. That is one gnarly scar that he's going to have. The thing was gross just looking at it. Mike, that'll do it for today's edition of Daily Faceoff Live. We'll be back with you 12 noon Eastern on Tuesday. You know where to find us. Until then, have a great day, everyone.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. and they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Are you ready for playoff hockey? Well, listen up, because I've got something for you. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now here's the deal. Every playoff game day, you're going to be faced with four questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle. And here's a sneak peek into some of the questions we'll be firing your way. First up, you got to pick the winning team. Simple, right? But there's more. You got to decide if the total for the game is going to go over or under a certain amount, and the strategy doesn't stop there. Next up, you're picking which player is going to light the lamp first, and finally, you got to predict which period in the game is going to be the highest scoring. Will it be a barn burner in the first, a shootout in the second, or a nail biter in the third? That is all up to you. Now let's talk prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. That's right. Treat yourself to some nation gear or even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the round winners, cash money. Cold, hard cash. We're putting real dough in your pockets simply for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. It's game time, folks. Head over to games.dailyfaceoff.com now and prove your puck prowess.